Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 26, Fundamental Principles of Material Nature, Part 2, Verses 9 through 72, The Sequential Fundamental Elements of Matter. Devahuti then said, O Purusha Uttama, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, kindly explain the characteristics of the Supreme Person and His energies, for both of these are the causes of Sat and Asat, this manifest and unmanifest creation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, The unmanifest eternal combination of the three modes of material nature is the cause of the manifest state and is called Pradhan. And it is called Prakriti when in the manifest stage of existence. The aggregate elements, namely the five gross elements, the five subtle elements, the four internal senses, the five senses for gathering knowledge, and the five outward organs of action, are known as Pradhan. There are five gross elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether. There are also five subtle elements, smell, taste, color, touch, and sound. The senses for acquiring knowledge and the organs for action, number 10, namely the auditory sense, the sense of taste, the tactile sense, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, the active organ for speaking, the active organs for working, and those for traveling, generating, and evacuating. The internal subtle senses are experienced as having four aspects in the shape of mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Distinctions between them can be made only by different functions, since they represent different characteristics. All these are considered the qualified Brahman. The mixing element, which is known as time, is counted as the 25th element. The influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is felt in the time factor, which causes fear of death due to the false ego of the deluded soul who has contacted material nature. My dear mother, O Manavi, daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, the time factor, as I have explained, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom the creation begins as a result of the agitation of the neutral, unmanifest nature. By exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as the Supersoul and without as time. After the Supreme Personality of Godhead impregnates material nature with his internal potency, material nature delivers the sum total of the cosmic intelligence, which is known as Hiranmaya. This takes place in material nature when she is agitated by the destinations of the conditioned souls. Thus, after manifesting variegatedness, the effulgent Mahat Tattva, which contains all the universes within itself, and which is Jagat Ankura, the root of all cosmic manifestations, and which is not destroyed at the time of annihilation, swallows the darkness which covered the effulgence at the time of dissolution. The mode of goodness, which is the clear, sober status of understanding the personality of Godhead, and which is generally called Vasudeva or consciousness, becomes manifest in the Mahat Tattva. After the manifestation of the Mahat Tattva, these features appear simultaneously, just as water in its natural state, before coming in contact with the earth, is clear, sweet, and unruffled. So the characteristic traits of pure consciousness are complete serenity, clarity, and freedom from distraction. The material ego springs up from the Mahat Tattva, which evolved from the Lord's own energy. It is from these three types of material ego that the mind, the senses of perception, the organs of action, and the gross elements evolve. The threefold Ahankar, the source of the gross elements, the senses, and the mind, is identical with them because it is their cause. It is known by the name Sankarsana, who is directly Lord Ananta with 1,000 heads. This false ego is characterized as Kartritvam, the doer, as Karanatvam, as an instrument, and as Karyatvam, as an effect. It is further characterized as serene, active, or dull, according to how it is influenced by the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. From the false ego of goodness, another transformation takes place, and from this evolves the mind, whose thoughts and reflections give rise to desire. The mind of the living entity is known by the name Lord Aniruddha, who is the supreme ruler of the senses. Aniruddha possesses a indivara, bluish-black form, resembling a lotus flower growing in the autumn. Aniruddha is found slowly by the yogis. By transformation of the false ego in passion, intelligence takes birth. O Sati, O virtuous lady, the functions of intelligence are to help in ascertaining the nature of objects when they come into view, and also to help the senses. Sanshaya, doubt, Viparyasa, misapprehension, Nishchaya, correct apprehension, Smriti, memory, and Swapa, sleep, as determined by their different functions, are said to be the distinct characteristics of intelligence. Egoism in the mode of passion produces two kinds of senses, the senses for acquiring knowledge, jnana indriya, and the senses of action, karma indriya. The senses of action depend on the vital energy, while the senses for acquiring knowledge depend on intelligence. When egoism in ignorance is agitated by the sex energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Shabda Matram, the subtle element sound, is manifest. And from sound come the ethereal sky and the sense of hearing. Persons who are learned and who have true knowledge define sound as that which conveys the idea of an object, indicates the presence of a speaker screened from our view, and constitutes the subtle form of ether. from ethereal existence, which evolves from sound, the next transformation takes place under the impulse of time, and thus the subtle element touch, and thereafter air and the sense of touch become prominent. Softness, hardness, cold, and heat are the distinguishing attributes of touch, which is characterized as the subtle form of air. The action of the air is exhibited in movements, mixing, allowing approach to the objects of sound and the other sense perceptions, and providing for the proper functioning of all other senses. By interactions of the air and the sensations of touch, one receives different forms according to destiny. By evolution of such forms, there is fire, and the eye sees different forms in color. My dear mother, Sadhvi, O virtuous lady, the characteristics of form are understood by dimension, quality, and individuality. The form of fire is appreciated by its effulgence. Fire is appreciated by its light and by its ability to cook, to digest, to destroy cold, to evaporate, and give rise to hunger, thirst, eating, and drinking. By the interaction of fire and the visual sensation, the subtle element taste evolves under Daiva Choditat, superior arrangement. And from taste, water is produced, and the tongue, which perceives taste, is also manifest. Although originally one, taste becomes manifold as astringent, sweet, bitter, pungent, sour, and salty, due to contact with other substances. The characteristics of water are exhibited by its moistening other substances, coagulating various mixtures, causing satisfaction, maintaining life, softening things, driving away heat, incessantly supplying itself to reservoirs of water, and refreshing by slaking thirst. Due to the interaction of water with the taste perception, the subtle element odor evolves under superior arrangement. Thence, the earth and the olfactory sense, by which we can variously experience the aroma of the earth, then become manifest. Odor, although one, becomes many, as mixed, offensive, fragrant, mild, strong, acidic, and so on, according to the proportions of associated substances. The characteristics of the functions of earth can be perceived by modeling forms of the Supreme Brahman, by constructing places of residence, by preparing pots to contain water, etc. In other words, the earth is the place of sustenance for all the other elements. The sense whose object of perception is sound is called the auditory sense, and that whose object of perception is touch is called the tactile sense. The sense whose object of perception is form, the distinctive characteristic of fire, is the sense of sight. The sense whose object of perception is taste, the distinctive characteristic of water, is known as the sense of taste. And finally, the sense whose object of perception is odor, which is the distinctive characteristic of earth, is called the sense of smell. Since the cause exists in its effect as well, the characteristics of the former are observed in the latter. That is why the peculiarities of all the elements exist in the earth alone. When all these elements were unmixed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of creation, along with time, work, and the qualities of the modes of material nature, entered into the universe with the total material energy in 7 divisions. From these 7 principles, roused into activity and united by the presence of the Lord, there arose an unintelligent egg from which appeared the celebrated cosmic being. This universal egg, or the universe in the shape of an egg, is called the manifestation of material energy. Its layers of water, air, fire, sky, ego, and Mahatattva increase in thickness one after another. Each layer is 10 times bigger than the previous one, and the final outside layer is covered by Pradhan. Within this egg is the universal form of Lord Hari, of whose body the 14 planetary systems are parts. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Virat Purusha, thus situated himself in that golden egg which was lying on the water, and he divided it into many departments. First of all, a mouth appeared in him, and then came forth the organ of speech, and with it the god of fire, the deity who presides over that organ. Then a pair of nostrils appeared, and in them appeared the olfactory sense, as well as prana, the vital air. In the wake of the olfactory sense came the wind god, who presides over that sense. Thereafter, a pair of eyes appeared in the universal form, and in them the sense of sight. In the wake of this sense came the sun god, who presides over it. Next there appeared in him a pair of ears, and in them the auditory sense, and in its wake the Dig-Devatas, or deities, who preside over the 10 directions. Then the universal form of the Lord, the Virat Purusha, manifest his skin, and thereupon the hair, mustache, and beard appeared. Next appeared the anus, and then the organs of defecation, and thereupon the god of death, who is feared throughout the universe. And thereafter, the 2 hands of the universal form of the Lord became manifest, and with them the power of grasping and dropping things. And after that, Lord Indra appeared. Next, the legs became manifest, and with them the process of movement. And after that, Lord Vishnu appeared. The veins of the universal body became manifest, and thereafter the red corpuscles, or blood. In their wake came the rivers, the deities presiding over the veins, and then appeared an abdomen. Next grew feelings of hunger and thirst, and in their wake came the manifestation of the oceans. Then a heart became manifest, and in the wake of the heart, the mind appeared. After the mind, the moon appeared. Intelligence appeared next, and after intelligence, Lord Brahma appeared. Then the false ego appeared, and then Lord Shiva. And after the appearance of Lord Shiva came consciousness and the deity presiding over consciousness. When the demigods and presiding deities of the various senses were thus manifest, they wanted to wake their origin of appearance. But upon failing to do so, they re-entered the body of the Virat Purusha one after another in order to wake him. The god of fire entered his mouth with the organ of speech, but the Virat Purusha could not be aroused. Then the god of wind entered his nostrils with the sense of smell, but still the Virat Purusha refused to be awakened. The sun god entered the eyes of the Virat Purusha with the sense of sight, and still the Virat Purusha did not get up. Similarly, the predominating deities of the 10 directions entered through his ears with the sense of hearing, but still he did not get up. The predominating deities of the skin, herbs, and seasoning plants entered the skin of the Virat Purusha with the hair of the body, but the cosmic being refused to get up even then. The god, predominating over water, entered his organ of generation with the faculty of procreation, but the Virat Purusha still would not rise. The god of death entered his anus along with the organ of defecation, but the Virat Purusha could not be spurred to activity. The god Indra entered the hands with their power of grasping and dropping things, but the Virat Purusha would not get up even then. The rivers entered his blood vessels with blood and the power of circulation, but still the cosmic being could not be made to stir. The ocean entered his abdomen with hunger and thirst, but the cosmic being refused to rise even then. The moon god entered his heart with the mind, but the cosmic being would not be roused. Lord Brahma also entered his heart along with intelligence, but even then the cosmic being could not be prevailed upon to get up. Lord Rudra also entered his heart with the ego, but even then the cosmic being did not stir. However, when the inner controller, the deity presiding over consciousness, entered the heart along with the faculty of reasoning, at that very moment the cosmic being arose from the causal waters. When a man is sleeping, all of his material assets, namely the vital energy, the senses for recording knowledge, the senses for working, the mind, and the intelligence, cannot arouse him. One can be aroused only when the supersoul helps one. Therefore, through devotion, detachment, and advancement in spiritual knowledge, acquired through concentrated devotional service, one should contemplate that supersoul as present in one's very body, although simultaneously apart from it. Recorded June 23, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Narasinghaya, Prahlad Akhlad Dayane, Hiranya Kashi Puravaksha Shila Tanka Nakalaye Ito Nursingha Parato Nursingho Yato Yato Yamitato Nursingha Bahi Nursing Ho Hridaye Nursing Ho Nursing Ham Adin Sharanang Prapadye Namaste Narasinghaya Namaste Narasinghaya Nursingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye Nursingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye Nursingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavajita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadvita Nrsingha Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I offer my obeisances to Lord Narasingha, who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj, and whose nails are like chisels upon the stone-like chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. Lord Narasingha is here, and he is also there. Wherever I go, Lord Narasingha is there. Narasingha Dev is in my heart, and he is outside as well. Therefore, I surrender to Lord Narasingha, who is the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed this form of half man, half lion. All glories unto you. For just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon Hiranyakashipu has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.